There were rumors today that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was once again flying migrants out of Texas, this time to Delaware, which is President Biden's home state. The president even commented on it, saying DeSantis should perhaps visit the state sometime. Now, that flight never actually made it to Delaware, but it is the latest example of Republican governors trying to focus attention on immigration in controversial ways. Here to talk about the politics of this is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hey there.
Hey, Juana.
So let's just start off with the obvious question here. Why are Governor DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who are both Republicans, we should note, sending migrants on these trips to more liberal blue states?
Well, they feel like it's good politics for them. You know, they want to put a spotlight on immigration, get attention for it, and make it a voting issue, particularly since migrant arrests at the southern U.S. border have now crossed 2 million for the first time. Here's DeSantis talking about his reasoning.
You're not a sanctuary state, and it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures.
Immigration has long been a culture issue that fires up the conservative base, and these midterm elections are largely base elections. Democrats have seen their base get more enthusiastic about voting after the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, and this is an effort by Republicans to use something their base cares about so they go out to vote. And DeSantis is up for re-election this year, and his political ambitions are no secret. He's been talked about quite a bit this year as a more disciplined version of former President Trump and a potential heir to that MAGA brand.
Okay, all of that may be true, but it sounds like this is something that could carry quite a risk of political backlash, right?
Yeah, it certainly could be. You know, these are people's lives we're talking about, people who were apparently lied to with promises of jobs, given phony brochures. And it has echoes of the 1960s when white supremacists persuaded poor black families to board buses for Cape Cod, thinking they were going to meet President Kennedy. Conservatives think DeSantis's and Abbott's efforts highlight liberal hypocrisy by sending them to wealthy liberal enclaves to show a not in my backyard kind of attitude. But these communities have scrambled actually to try and help migrants. And the outrage in those places is more about these stunts than anything else. The way DeSantis is funding these very expensive trips is controversial, too. I mean, the money came from $12 million the Florida legislature set aside with funds that originally came from the federal COVID relief bill. And now a sheriff in Bexar County, Texas, where the migrants that went to Martha's Vineyard were lured from, has opened a criminal investigation. Here's Sheriff Javier Salazar, who is a Democrat.
I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, and with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered.
And by the way, the Republican governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, said today he's glad Salazar is opening that investigation.
And Domenico, where is the White House in all of this?
Well, President Biden spoke last week at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute Gala. Here's some of his reaction.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless. And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
Of course, like we said, more than 2 million arrests now at the southern border this year, the most ever. And with these kinds of trips, the narrative of border crossers certainly has dominated more than talk of migrants being sent back to their home countries, which some border Democrats, by the way, think the administration should highlight more. But all this talk of border crossings or people being sent back sort of misses the bigger policy point of addressing a comprehensive immigration overhaul. I mean, hardly anyone thinks that the immigration system here works well. There's a backlog of cases, millions of immigrants in the country illegally, millions more waiting to try and get into the country legally. And the politics around this is really a sign, frankly, of just how far the Republican Party has moved away from a moderate position on immigration to being one of a very hard line. And few, if any, congressional Republicans are open to a comprehensive overhaul of the system. Mm-hmm. It's quite a shift from where Republicans were during the George W. Bush era, for example.
All right. NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thank you.
You're welcome.